reasonable thought. But when you are Yamivashir, then the plea is not erected. The plea is to the medium. If it's to the medium, so first, the minute particles of the Prosa have to be absorbed by the water. And then the fish absorbs it from the water. So it's already three natanat. So Taisa's first washing, is not like the wash. Taisa's first washing is even when there is a medium of water. So the clear can be placed directly. But the wash obviously does not agree that even when there is water, when there is fish here, so there is milchike dishes in the fleishke pot, in the water that was boiled in the fleishke pot, so there is a medium. So mele, according to the Rosh, there is no direct way. It has to go to the medium of water, so you have three nadbanats. But three nadbanats. But Hasteh's first motion is no, that just as in case of three, there can be direct way. So in case of Dishel, even though there is a medium, but it can go without recourse to the medium of water. So the Bria can go directly. If the Bria can go directly, so it's not, so it's Kamish Moshe B'cholot. That's the first question. Then Taisus mentions another question. Why does Taisus have to mention another question? Because the other question agrees with the Rosh that whenever there is water, then the Bria doesn't go direct, but it goes through the medium of the water. So it should be not. So Taisus says it's still awesome. The dishes are contaminated in way. We don't allow dogging shall only be called Dokishatam, Shane shall bosso, we shall follow Nichnas Binayim, Niad Nesra Hamayim, the Hitzrin, the Isrin Hakores, the Amachdes, the Moechodeni Ben Yemei, or the Aisation Ben Yemenita. Second time is, why does Tasteless mention the second time? What's wrong with the first Russian? But so he's, because the first time, the second Russian in Tasteless agrees with the Rosh that whenever there is water, so then the deer doesn't go directly, and it goes to the medium, so then it should be not. So Tasteless has to use the second Russian, has to resort to another time. What's the other time? But Tamir was because here, so you don't have Nadbanat here. When we say Nadbanat, the tail is Muter, when you have a relative time of Eter, for one moment, then the relative time of Eter that existed independently. For one moment is Nerab with another derivative term of Hetir. So it can be Chalis. But here, so what happens now? The plate, the milk dish, it's a clean milk dish, but it has a term of Chalis. The fleshy kebab, it's a clean fleshy kebab, it has a term of Chalis. So, at the same time, the moment you put in the clean milchike dish in the fleshike pot, so the water, so the derivative time of bosom is absorbed by the water, and the derivative time of cholov is also absorbed by the water, and at the same time, simultaneously, they combine. So you don't have a derivative term of Bosso existing by itself in isolation, not combined with the derivative term of Bosso. You see, there isn't even one moment that you could say, oh, here is a derivative term of Hope. Here is a derivative term of Bosso. Let me take the two together, bring them together, unite them. Don't have it. When you have dogging that was cooked in a frische pot, or in dogging, let's say, a contramata, that was boiled in a frische spit. And then you have butter, and you take, and you want to mix them up. So you have a derivative term of boso that is represented by the fish. You have a term, not a derivative term of cholov, but you have cholov mamish. So each one, the cholov, the cheese, the butter, the milk, exists in isolation for one moment. For an hour, for 2 hours, it doesn't make any difference. But it exists in isolation. And then the derivative time of Boso, the fish also has existed for an hour. It was boiled an hour ago. Now you take, you are mixing them up, and you are combining them. But it had an existence of a mixing time by mixing time for one moment by itself. Mashiach, do you have the existence of a Nadba Nad Boso by itself and the existence of Nadba Nad of Cholov by itself? No. The moment they are Niflat, they are combined. There isn't one moment you could say, oh, here is the Nadba Nad of Cholov. Here is the Nadba Nad of Boso. No, because the moment you put the milk dish in the fresh the water in the fresh pot, so the nadbanat of Boso is niflat and absorbed by the water, and the nadbanat of Cholo is absorbed by the water, and they are both combined. So you don't have a nadbanat of Cholo existing independently. Not in combination with Boso. So maybe we can't apply the oneness of Boso. So the question is, so why does the first Russian mention Aratak, which is a controversial point, because according to many machines, there is no direct clear. So the answer is, the first Russian holds, which it doesn't matter whether Nadba Nad existed for one moment independently. As long as at the time when it's combined, it's not the primary time of Boso that combines with the primary time of Cholov, but it's a derivative time of Boso that combines with the derivative time of Cholov, so it's mutter. Mashiach in thesis in the second Rosh holds no. In order to apply the heter of Nadbanad Tere, so then you must establish that the Nadbanad Tere existed for one moment by itself, independent. Then it was combined with Nadbanad Chol. But here, you can't establish that the Nadbanad of Cholov existed independently even for one moment. Because the moment it is niflat, it is combined in another natabos. So since it didn't have an independent existence, in isolation, an independent existence, as a derivative term of bosa by itself, so mele itzosea, even if, when it's combined with natbanat of bosa. Now, let's see how this one passes. The Rosh is Chilka, and the Mechaba passes like Rosh. Similarly, Simen Tzadik Hei, Sid Gun, Gim, Ki Ori Shal Boso, שהוצחו ביירו חלבס בחמים שהיה צלדת בה אפילו שניהם מיינו מותר משמדה בלי נסנתם הנסנתם דתר והוא שיימה בורלי שלא יהיו שום 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 דבר בן because if there is grease then it's also a holiday then you go to the outside so that way that's sure that if you use If you wash fresh kedishas and milk kedishas in the dishwasher, so everything becomes contaminated. Fresh kedishas, milk kedishas, the dishwasher, everything has to be kosher. But no yeshumen. But if they are clean, so he passes like that. No yeshumen don't bear tzorich sheyimayim samech kineged mamoshes shumen shal piyakon. So the Mechaber passes like the Rosh. The Yeshay Srim Afilu Ein Shumen Dovid Ben. That states Tumu Mishim Zifar Afumo Usmak Usmak Mishal Kure Rabbi Peretz Viteisyes Mordechai Ve'aran Ve'akol Ismailin and Piskas Malin Yisrael Samlis of Poskim of Rishay. So the Mechaber passes like the Rosh, but the Ramot passes like this. Elo in Kei Echod min HaKeilim Einon Meyeimon Nibli Asker Rish Yoz Kol HaKeilim Tor. Oh, but suppose one of the, so when is it according to Tetzis, when the Moser in the Freish Kedish and the fresh conditions, the milk conditions, let's say, the milk complaints and the fresh kebab are both made, but one of them is an enemy aiman, so then it's muta. So what's kolakim tov? Why is kolakim tov? So the Taz, the Sikh test explained, Eisei shuben yemi muter do damo mikab, because the year to foot, the beginning, let's say, suppose he releases a milchike dish, a binyene, in a fleshike pot that is an enemy. So then the milchike dish is put there. Because what is the absorb? It absorbs the tampon, how can it become us? At the very outset is the tampon. So it's muta. And why is the tree? But then we should say the tree should become wasa, because the tree part absorbs minute particles of milk, which are still in the problem. So why is that muta? There is a shade in the name. Gam kinesa. So in other words, so then, because what happened? The Fleishike part is an enemy being. So the flesh capacity, but the question is why? But minute particles of the milk dish, so that one niflat from the milk dish, and it's not a tam problem because it's a DNA, and it's absorbed by the fresh part, so the fresh part should become contaminated. So he says no, because it's not enough, because the milk gave the time in the milk kedish, and then the milk kedish gave the time in the water, and then so it's already not banat nishvach, but it's not banat, and then it is absorbed by the fleishike pat, which is an enemy. So get three not banat. And it's still a tear, because it's an inebriate, so you don't have any Shiloh Bosco Holler. But I'm too bad. I have to go out. Hashim was just there now. That's exactly my Hashim. You may lay ancient Israel of Koch of Mutter appealing to Amayachach of Jesus. You will. Shemit Nehi is the Machbis. Because Loi Miboye, according to second Lashon Tesis, second Lashon Tesis holds that it please not direct. So then you already have three like that. But he may call it the first Lashon Tesis. The breeze direct and he doesn't have to go to the medium of water. So then you can ask, why is the Kodesh department there? After all, the Milchi Kodesh gave the time. The Milchi gave the time color in the dish. And then the dish is, and that is Nibla into, and then the dish gives the time in the flesh kapat, some melee, he already had was of a hollow. The answer is, for the flesh kapat has what kind of vosso? Tampogo. So, it's muta in the first version. In the case. According to the Mechish, there is a illusion, he didn't mark it. All right. Now, then the Ramon continues. Amos says, "We also call a kill the top, but mine near the beast. Actually, the mind should also be there because it's not enough. But still, the mind is a mimic. We are made human because after all, there is no hepset. So we spill out the water. We must use the water as a mimic. We are mine. But mine near the beast. We have thriller. Why?" And this meaning is not just a humble just a downward, just a not much of a man. Maybe today some people like to make homeless without any base in Allah. This homeless has a base in Allah. Why is the Hashem understanding? Because even though not is mutter, but there has to be an element of the Ebed. If there is no element of the Ebed, then Nagbanat is also when it's 100% natural, and that's how he explains. I don't know that they will do it. The Aloche, the Simen Tzadik Dalet, Sifei, in Vishnu Mayim Yidur Chadosha, Vitoch Ubo Kach Leves, Kach Chosbo in Vishnu Bo Mayim Paracheles, Vitoch Ubo Kach Shal Boso. What happened? In other words, she bought a new pack. You didn't use it yet. For you to have a new pot, and then you boil water in the new pot. Then you put in a clean milk spoon. So what happened? So the milk gave down the spoon, and the spoon the mind. And the spoon the mind. And then the mind in the pot. So it's not another thing. Then he was Mivashel again mine, Tamacheres, and this time he put in a flesh spoon, the top of a capsule bosa, who stay a cup in so it may be, who is never my pom, the whole of my shishi, also in his tummy, the day of the very boss of the hollow. I'm a short man, Mutal Vashel, Nahashoish Kadosh, Hombre, very strange home. What happened here? He brought in the pot, then he boiled water, then he put in a new decay, spoon, clean milk, spoon. So what happened? What terrible thing happened? The milk gave time in the spoon in the mine. The mine in the day fan Hagdeo. So you have three not the lots of tail of bosa in the day fan. Then you emptied out this water and you boiled other water. Then that water you put in a clean clay spoon. So what happened then? Another same cycle of years. The clay, the meat gave time in the spoon. The spoon in the water and the lake. So now at the end, you have two sets of three nadvanats. You have a set of the three nadvanats of Kolombulan later, and Adero, and another set of three nadvanats of Boso, and they are combined together. So you can't use the path to either Fleishik Sommel, either Fleishik Sommel, but you have to use the path. So the Shach is Masik and Mecha. Why did you use it? Why did you use it for Fleishiks? Why did you use it for Fleishiks? Why? Because the people for Fleishiks, so it will combine with the three Nadbanats of Cholot, so what? Two Nadbanats, the Mechaber himself passes his Muta. In three, Domin Shem Mitzro Bishpuch on Boshom. So has come the Chamiya. So the Shach says, no. Of course, he says, it's three Nadbanats, so it's Muta, the Chamiya. But you couldn't use it for both. From place you send it, that you couldn't use. So maybe you should use it for the last thing. What was the last thing that was Nigla Fleishik, so you should use it. But he's massive against the Chabad, and he says, you can't use it from Fleishik either. But it's free not the land. So the Rosh Hashanah explains it, because not by not, you need free not the land, you need six not the land. I'm not mutar if it's 100% only when there is a certain hardship situation. Not hardship money, but any situation that is inconsistent with one's companions. In other words, so we say that Chara Paskins don't should bash with the Yerushal Bosa or in Yitzhu, we should put your Bosa. Mutalach and Yitzhu. Why? Because it's not the Nath. Just two Nath Nath Yitzhu. Two Nath Nath. So it's Mutalach. Why is it Mutalach? Because say yourself, so it will be an inconvenience for him. We tell him, you can't keep it to Buddha. But he likes fish to eat to cheese. He doesn't enjoy fish when it's not mixed with cheese. So there is an element of inconvenience. So it's not, so there is an element of inherit. That's why it's not. But here, he bought a new pot. Now, he has to use parts for flesh, he has to use parts for movies, and he has to use parts for paradise. I mean, that's every Jewish home is like that. What kind of an element of inconvenience is that? So, Melee the Mechaber, who is major in regard to Dogon in Shemitzvah, because there is an element of the heaven, because it's an inconvenience. I'm telling you, no, you can't give it to the Jews. But he doesn't like it that way. He likes to eat fish and cheese. Tell him, don't eat it the way you enjoy your food. So there is an element of Eretz. It's not a real Eretz. Mashenke, not that it's an element of inconvenience. But here, he has to have three parts anyway. So let this be the part for part. And the Shach is clear. So he says, but he wants to use it for pleasures. Why should we tell him? No use for pleasures. He likes this part of pleasures. Alright, suppose it's a Bichas. Get me mad. And Hagoni is also, he's certainly a hard part. It's such a simple thing. It's a big part. It's not such a simple thing. Okay, so anyway, in other words, not by not, is mutter only when there is an element of inconvenience. So that's why the Ramos says here. That's why the Ramos says here that the Mayim Uyama, it's a Chumrah. It's not a Chumrah like the Chumrah today. It's just Chumrah for the sake of being Machna. No, it's based upon Aloche. Because Mi'ikha Dine, Nadbanati, three Nadbanats, four Nadbanats, six Nadbanats. So, Aron Mutar, there is an element of them. But here the mind, who cares for the mind? But it's still out of the mind. Yes, I'm so stingy. In a Kaname, if there will be a shortage of water and you can be done with the body. But ordinarily, there is an element of the edit. Okay, okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, what is everything? Okay, all right, they're leaving, so I'll try. Now, now please, Jeremy. You have to be here. You have to be here for the Yoshi.
Shir and Chulin Basim Chol by Rosh Hashiva, Chav Kesivan Eitav Shemem Ches, June 13th, 1988, on Monday.
It's a very basic case. I just got to run over briefly in order to review. Hilchas Adog Dabkut Zidala from the base. The Hilchas Dogim Shalom Bikar Shalbos Amut Alach on the Kusach Imakoro Vadogim Tzeninim Loistrich Lipsig Lechem and the Polikar Shach Noritech the Bein Loig of Abin Tatoig of Aklip and the Boy Kidamun Turkish Tale and the Miyaka Limbo and the Meika Limbo until it comes off it has an opportunity to be lived like the Greek Bishim Rashi Pirish Rabon Chasonei Dabto Olushor. So the Brie is a Brie Metis. Avon Mitvashu Osa of the Chatayim Lachosh Ubo Maisel in front of the Beisim Shem Mitvashu Bideo Shal Cholov Bo Osa Lasas Memu Yaitz Shal Bosa Viyesh Lo Birayel Dvoro Nitzonu. In other words, that not Banati is Mutea according to Rashi in the Tshuva, not Rashi here. According to Rashi in the Tshuva, only when the Brie is a Brie Metis, which is the Klippi, but where Dogim was nisbashel in fleish kepat, so the bria is a real bria in the dogim, a bria of bosal, so then it's also lochamik. Upon Eisel for a bit, it's bashel bidi oshel cholobos, lasna muliasi shal bosal, the eish lo verai rivof, mitzon in shachot kubisakim, the also lochamikutech, because since it's the vachari, so it's mavlia more, so the bishul b'deo, it's also mabli moch, that's not a hecha. Mishu mekafchu fedbola tvei, b'choshik hatama, b'nizbashu l'go amitzom. But that's no hecha. I mean, the other Rishen will say, Rashi here, in the Gemara, in the Rabbetam, and most Rishen will say, only by the Vacharif, so then it's not a Tam Kolish. But when it's nizbashu b'deo, then it is a Tam Kolish. Und ich passe und gehe mit so einem Mühle, Peel, Schloss, Nachher, Spiel, die Kontre, die Teil mit der Ossam, mit dem Schaschum, in Kohl, Schloss, Haki, so ein Mehle, there is no Aloche, right, the Vachari, von der Vanatis Ossam, because the Stam Saki has some grease adhering to the surface of the Saki, so it's not Vanat, the Teire, it's Mamesh, the Bosso, when he cuts a reddish, with that fresh Gnaim, so even though he washed it, but there is still some flesh grease adhering to the surface of the sake. So that grease, minute particles from that grease, is nibla in the tunnel. So it's not banat of baso, but it's the primary time of baso, not in the relative, the secondary time. So Rashi only emphasizes the case where the fish was mamish cooked together with meat in the pot. Otherwise, it would be muter. Maybe the moy mushon was a mamish shulechu cholov bikoro moyishmu losad abnisintam rishin. Mashin tefirushin mushonim bosom losad abnisholim akoro shore. Behold, I'm reading a pericon show. In Toshinatano Bealye, vinto sulla casa sua a chiusa da tano per le saghe di chinoa in adolici che nazia di surface of the tano un vosso come il vosso e di fidizia e then you pay pass son mele e natalau to eat it pass even not together with holo because of the zeira if we allow the pass to be eaten together with cholov, we might eat it together with cholov. If we allow it to eat by itself, so you might eat it together with cholov. But the question is, why shouldn't you be allowed to eat it together with cholov? After all, the tam, the boso, again, the tam in the tanur and the tanur in the past. The answer is no, that's not right. Because over there, even if you clean out the tunnel, so some grease, chumna boso, remains adhering to the surface of the tunnel. So it's not matmanat, the boso is the primary tunnel boso. In Raimshun Bajros, no has written there, the tunnel is tam, the man tam, the epsha, the tunnel who is kind of yope, he can be the beachamunes, rather than actually you sack, the Asian Dagilas in Basu Shoy, the Amunum to the Lamchatos, die Cholim bei Yehina, sie gehen nach Havere, und mit Alabas und Schwung und Ibne, mit Dero, Shebi, Shobo, Schwung, Mesmei, Nau, Shlomim, is na Cholim, Mishne, Yomim, Belai, Lechot, so if it called Shlomim, was cooked in the grave, the Bishamigdosh, and let's say on Sunday, so I mean, if it is, it doesn't, the important thing is when it was Nikra, if it was Nikra on Sunday, maybe it was cooked on Sunday, so it can be eaten till Monday night because Shnei Yom Lailechad, so the balance of Sunday is one day and then Sunday night is a night and the Monday day is a day, so it's Shnei Yom Lailechad, but with the sun, Monday night it becomes Neser. So the Gemara says so the question is how can we let's say if the Kehanim were Mivashi or Shlomi on Sunday afternoon and then on Monday they are also Mivashi or Shlomi, so that Shlomi that is Mivashi on Monday can be eaten by everybody till Tuesday night. How can it be eaten till Tuesday night? But the minute particles of the Shlomi that is cooked on Sunday afternoon are absorbed by the Deifen of the Deifne Agdeiro, and then when he cooks in the same part the Shlomim of Monday, so it's niflat and absorbed by the Shlomim of Monday, and then when he eats the Shlomim of Monday on Tuesday morning, so it's already Neser, became Neser Sunday night. There's the Gemara Skashe, so the Gemara in the Teres. In other words, since it's a terebola, so mele when Monday he cooks a shlomim of Monday in the same part in which Sunday the shlomim was cooked, so that is maflit. The cooking on Monday is a gole for the cooking of Sunday. If the Cholim in a secure Chaveirei, who would have asked for me to be a question from Nesme. But the question is, but he's in my Bachelor Shlomi, do you need Ne? You should be Tam. Oh, the answer is no, but the question is, true it's a gole. But the fact is, on Monday when he cooks Shlomi in the pot, So the minute particles of the Shlomim of Sunday are niflat from the Deif and Akli, and they are absorbed by the Shlomim of Monday, and he eats it on Tuesday. So how is he allowed to do it? The answer is, it's Nesin Tam, Ba Nesin Tam, De Tere, because Sunday when he cooked the Shlomim, so it was Heta. So the Shlomim of Heta, it was not Nesin yet. So the Shlomim of Eter was Nivla, minute particles of the Shlomim of Eter were Nivla in the Inak Deo, and then on Monday morning when he again cooked Shlomim, so first the Shlomim of Sunday gave it tam in the pot, and then the pot gave it tam in the Mayim, and then the Mayim gave it tam in the Shlomim of Monday, so it's It's a second derivative of a Teira. So Mele, it cannot become Mesa. It cannot become Mesa Mundinait, because it's not Banat. So, the Yeshid Agaf Mibashor, and the Bedam Chabdo, the Holy Mina, Skil Chabir, and the Mashlom Mina, the Yeshid is brought on Mesa, the Amin, the Kamai, the Kharson, the Inush, and the Amshenu, the Mizbato Kenjo, and the Veilina, the Shano, some Dad, the Tam Shlishi, that's in accordance with the Shitre Balatum and the Rosh, that only three Nagbanats the Teira is Mutar, but two Nagbanats the Teira is Osir. In other words, the second derivative of Heter is Mutar, but the first derivative is Osir. There's the Shitre Balatum and the Rosh, that only Dogim shen nizbasu b'deo shal boso b'du b'kisa. But dogim shen nitzlu b'shput shal boso is also l'achol b'dotach. Because dogim shen nitzlu b'shput shal boso, so you have only two nadbanat. Dogim shen nizbasu, you have three nadbanat. So the reason is why we are allowed to cook on Monday, shlomim of Monday, in the same part in which on Sunday, the shlomim of Sunday were cooked. And we're not chayshish that those who will eat on Tuesday, the shlomim of Monday, so they'll be eating neser, because the minute particles of the shlomim of Sunday were nifla from the pot on Monday, and they were absorbed by the shlomim of Monday, and when the person eats them on Tuesday, so it is eating neser. The answer is because over there we have three nagbanats, because the shlomim of Sunday heter gave it tam in the pot, and then the pot gave a tam in the mayim when he cooked the shlomim on Monday, and then the mayim in the shlomim of Monday, so it's still heter and before neiser, so milat shel neiser is not chal on Monday night. Mashein ke, so this says, but in regard to the question of beitzim, shem nizbashlo b'deo shel cholov, so Rashi in the Tshuva Aser to use it in a feeling malaysia shel boso, so that they will also have three nagbanat, because the mill gave it tam in the gdera gave it tam in the mayim gave it tam in the beitzim. It was not mitzvah, the beitzim were not mitzvah, they were cooked on the mayim. So they also had three nagbanat. Veina mishanos lav tam shlishi, mishmai mideirim tam zimim on beitzim toim, shini bashon mai mideirim. Vei diga bishkut beaske le mai, sebi sebi sata bizore, hayi yichodim bieina sigil chaveirei. Now the more nations not sigil chaveirei, not only in respect to Kochim, that one is bashel b'deir all the mayim, so there we have three nagbanat. But the more mentioned it, we gave a Kochim that one nitzle and ishput. So if, let's say, Kochim was nitzle and ishput, and one day, and then another Kochim is nitzle. So Mele it's Muter, but there we only have two Nagbanat. So we see that two Nagbanat are also Muter. The Eidi of Ishkudas Kalemai, since I have the Rai of Holy Nasil Kalere, who knew our Kochoch and Rai Mishom, after the Bishop Bochatos, show the Vashon to his Eidi of Shlomim. No, from there it's no Rai. Why? Because there the Aloch is, if a person will be Vashon Chatos, would be Vashel Chatos in the pot. So the same pot, he can be Vashel Shlomim. But the question is, that in my Bachiloso, the Mitzvah is Zorim, now Chatos is also Bachile to Zorim. Only Zichre Kuhune can be a Chatos. But Shlomim is saved every day. So in a home to everybody. So the question is, how can we allow the Kehan to be Vashel Chatos? To be mivashe shlomi in the same path in which they were mivashe chatos, even if they mivashe the shlomi in the same day as the chatos. the same day. So, but suppose Sunday morning, a chatos is also with tuzah. Only zichetuhumi are allowed here. Then an hour later, the kiyamim will be mivashe shlomim, and that shlomim will be eaten by everybody, by zarim, by noshim, by everybody. So there will be either an isa, because when the chatos was mivashe on a certain part. So then the chatos that is also his own. So vis-a-vis own chatos is Israel like Nevelet, vis-a-vis every Jew. So that chatos give it time in the pot. Then an hour later Yom Bashal Shlomim, so the pot gives it time in the Shlomim. And it is suitable because vis-a-vis Zorim, so every blie of the minute particle of Chatos is a gomor, like Nivele to us, right, to every Jew. So Mele, Nagbanade Teire is Mutea, but here it's Nagbanade Isure, Nade Teire, and still that was done with Amiyot. Vare, Umi Alkore Raimishon. It's like a pot in which boso was cooked Sunday morning, and then Sunday afternoon you boil milk in it. So then you cannot say Nagbanat, because it's Nagbanat Yisure. So here too, vis-a-vis Zorin, it's Nagbanat Yisure. Gamisho B'yeitzi, that Tanjiri B'yisya, Nagbanat Yisure. But, so what is the Teret? Balkoch, Ochosma, Betayim, Shibinim, Minim, Zerai, Sefot, Perot. In other words, when do we say that if a day in which your Mivashal Isa, so then an hour later, your Mivashal Heter, so the Heter is also because the Isa gave it time in the path, and the path gives it time in the Heter, that's only if it's Min Shaloibin. So that time is Nirgish, but suppose it's Min Minay, then the rice is Mita. Because there is no tabitika. In other words, if boso will be the rice, if boso nivele was cooked in a certain part, and then while the same part is beyamin, the same day, you cook boso shoto, but it's mina, it's the same mean. It's not different mean. So mele, the rice, the shoto is muta, even though it was cooked in the beyamin, because since it's Mimimine, so you can't feel it out. So there is Bitugorov, only Minshaloi Mimine, so then there is no Bitugorov Tamdikya. But so Mele over there, the Chatos and the Shlomim, one was called Chatos, it was also a Zayin, and one the Shlomim was also a Zayin, but it was the same name Boso. So Mele, Midrais, it's Mutar and Achaname, if it would be a different name, then it would be osa. If it would be cooked in the same day, on the contrary, it would be cooked the next day, so it would be nice and tamika. So it says, Umi alkor raim shom dafilu bishbo chadosho lebasho bishbo shomim. He said, he says, I deserve a very nice lachlosan, it's a lizorim, and I'm not so there it's not an adisure, we got mixed of the 80 that are teaching it, alcohol, hosma, tiny, she meaning the rice of the world. But in the Rabbonim it's also there. So, because in the Rabbonim we kaya shishin, so in the Gosh, who kumuya the rice, and then a chaname, if they would be mivashel, chatos, differently, a different mincom, than the Shlomim. I mean, the Chatos, a Shlomim is different meaning than the Chatos. So then, in Ochname, so it would be also, it would be also to be Nechal to Zor. So only Zichikune would be allowed here. Nador. Then Tesis discusses this question, we discussed it last time, we went over the very dark. But I wanted to go over this. Now, this is very important, because there is a sugya in Navid Zohar. From a goy, and the goy used it for all kinds of normal soul. So in order to be able to use that, you have to be malabne. You can't make a bullet because it's not initially. Or they are mamish, not out of mind. So then the hechsher can sustain it with no more until it produces parts. Hash, but man, gabi kochin, but it's working that at Zion. The Mishnah says, Hashput v'askele magyom b'chamim. Is there a chumash? It's important that is there a chumash here? This is a spit. but deep into the mind, even though it's on fire, but through the medium of water. So then it's with the agonism. So, more in the kashe, sphere, here a visore, in a visore, the Mishnah says, Ashpidin Vaskal, the love of the area, which requires living Gabi Kochin, Ashpidin Vaskal, Magyon, the Hamna Golden of Omale. So that was raised by Amron to Rav Sheishes. So Rav Sheishes said to Amron, Rav Amron, Amron, Muri, Mani and Kochin is a good hobby. Hoche Telebola, Hoche Yisurebola, so in other words, the gist of that tariff, very important. Halach, the question is whether the maskone of Gemore that remains or maskone doesn't remain. So it's machleis v'shem. So according to Menei Rishim, that remains in maskone of Gemore too. In other words, this gzeras hakosam. Now, Aravur, I want to mention, there is a machleikis between Rashi and the Ramban here, and the Pshat in the Pasuk. But I don't think there is any practical machleikes. Maybe there is, but I want to mention the machleikes between Rashi and the Ramban in the Pshat in the Pasuk. Achas azol besakesef besamcheishes besabalzer achas azol besakosef besamcheishes besabalzer besabdil besamikaras. So six types of metal are mentioned. Six types of metal. Rav Meisha Feinstein, I mean just a Bucher, he mentions it in Chidesh, but I think that the Rav Poskim today don't agree with Rav Meisha Feinstein exactly. He says that it applies only to these six metals, not to every metal. Let's say aluminum. It's not mentioned at all. But I mean that's a big finish. That's a very big finish. Achar Azor, Pashtus is that Zov, Kesef, Mechishes, Barzel, Dili, Feres, they are metals. Some melee, they apply to all kinds of metals. Let's say aluminum.
What are the implications of the Mechishes?
I don't know. It's a big finish. Achar Azor, Kesef, Mechishes, Barzel, Mechishes, Dili, Kesef, Feres, and Rabbi Feinstein says the same thing regarding Godin, let's say, I mean, according to the Mandoma, that it says that only Tzemor Pishton is high, it says, Midraise, and but other meaning are only Midrabonon, and then another Mandoma says, only are Midraise, right? So he says, he says a very curious, it has implications. In other words, you cannot put down me passing or more passing like the Mandoma, but only me. So a high in the eyes. But Ramesh Feinstein says the human, like plastic and rayon, you know, all kinds of synthetic material that didn't exist Bisman Chazal, they weren't used. So then you cannot use it for Jesus. That's even bigger. All right, that's Chemish Feinstein. But the Pashtus is that it says here, Azov is a Kesef, is a Chish, is a Baal, is a Tuz, is a Peretz. So that's typical of metal, any metal. I mean, even aluminum, the same thing. Kol Dova, Shayobe, Beish, Tabiro, Beish, Vitoi, Arbe, Nido, Yishato, Vichola, Shayobe, Beish, Tavio Bamay. So Rashi says it. Kol Dov Rashi Yomi Beish Libashu Dibru Taviru Beish Kiderech Tashmishi Hadolosi Mashi Tashmishi Al Vichami Yaglenu Vichami Mashi Tashmishi Al Vitzli Vinashput Baaskel Eilab Bebe. So according to Rashi, everything is implicit in the first step of the pasuk. The first step of the pasuk discusses the second that the passage discusses Cholashal Yovi Beish Tavio Bamai. So according to Rashi, the first step of the passage, the first step of Pasuk Chof Gimel includes everything. It includes Ishput and it includes Ipat. So, but it says Tavio Beish, but Ipat doesn't have to be subjected to Ibu. The answer is Tafil Beish is a general expression. It means you have to kasher it through the heat of the fire. How? So it all depends. If he became Moser, if the Tashmish was directly through the fire, not through the medium of water, like Ishput, so then you have to kasher it directly by Libur. But if the Tashmish was a beish, but for a medium of water, so you can kasher it also for the medium of water. So in other words, the aloche of the hechsher for libum vis-a-vis ishput, and the aloche of the hechsher for hagole vis-a-vis deiro shebishlu beivon asurim are all implicit in the first step of the pasuk. Are the neida yischato v'chol hashem yobi beish tavio banayim. So the question is, what does the second step of the pasuk discuss? The first step of the pasuk is so exhaustive, it discusses not only Shput, but even a Teo. So what is the second step of the pasuk? To see Rabbi, Abu Nido Yischato, and Yishute Yechitu Zeritare in the pasuk. V'chol hashem yobi beish, so al kol dovor shein tashmishi al meir gen keises ustroyuches shatashmishi bitzeinen v'libor yisea. So the second of the posuk has reference to kelim that were not nishtamish b'chassu, only in cold, so then they don't require in magole. So what does it require? Tavir b'mayim tfile b'mikve. In other words, if you buy a kli from a nakum, if you take buy or you take a kli from a nakum, you have to, even if it's not mishtamish b'isa, so you have to be madulat in the mikveh. So the Ramban is the kashe. So then there is a redundancy in the Torah, because the Torah says arbi minido yischato. What it means minido yischato? That means tefillah b'mikveh, tefillah b'mikveh. So what does it? Why does it have to repeat again the Cholash al Yom Beish Tavio the Mayim Tefillah b'mikveh? But Rashi explain it, because Rashi says av minido yischato lifi pshutei chitu zol itare mitmasmes. So lifi pshutei shal mikro av minido yischato means that if it is a kele that in the reshus of the Akko, so it came in contact with the mesh, so then you have to sprinkle, let's say, a gimel b'zayin, and in addition to the tefillah b'mikveh, so that's how the mitzvah is chata. But if it is not, if it didn't become tummy al dimes, so then even if it didn't become tummy altogether, just the shusakum, so then just mikveh. But the Ramban asks, because true that if you should take him to sell it, it must mess. But the drash of the Sifri is Abnir Yischato means that it implies that every kela you get from a boy, so whether it was used b'isa, not used b'isa, so then you have to be table it. So mainly it's a repetition to say again B'chol Hashem Yobi Beish Tavio. That's the Ramban's assumption. So how does the Ramban say now? Kol Hashem Dovar Kol Dovar Hashem Yobi Beish Tavio Beish Vitoia has reference to Ishput, to something that is Tashmishe directly out the fire, through the fire. So then it requires Libur. But B'chol Hashem Lo Yobi Beish, but it was nishtameish in Igdeiro for the medium of Mayim, also for the fire, but not directly by the fire, so then it requires a golem, tapio the Mayim. So according to Rashi, the hechsher of a golem and the hechsher of Dibur are all implicit in the first step of the passage. The second step discusses Trile of Kelim Shalokom Yarnochi, and according to the Ramban, so the first step of the passage discusses the hechsher of Dibur. And the second of the posse discusses the Hachsha of Allah. I mean, I don't know whether there is any practical nafkimeh. There might be practical nafkimeh, but it's not our concern now. But it is important to know the machlekes Rashi in the Rambam in the Pshat. Somebody more says there is a difference. Rashi said there is a difference between kochim, which is a kinyan bala, and the isurim, the kinyan that you get from the goyim, where it's a sura bala. So in other words, how do we know the dorosh tashmishi al v'ireya? The tashmishi al v'ireya. So has to be kasher by ribu dafke and not lagol because of the possible kotov rashi of the beish tapio beish vitoria. But that pasuk is referenced in Surah Bala to the king that the Jews got from the Midianites that were in Surah Bala, not the Tirah Bala. So maybe we don't have exeras akosum the gabi Tirah Bala that if the clear took place through the fire directly, that requires the Nimrma. So Mele Hagol is enough. Whether we explain the Psukim like Ramban or we explain like Rashi, so according to Rashi, to the Rashi, everything is implicit in the first of the Pasuk. But the first of the Pasuk and the second of the Pasuk have reference to Yisurah Bala. That was the cave that the Jews acquired from the Midianites. But a Teira Bala, so Hagole is enough, even if the Tashmish was directly for the fire. That's what he was. Oh. Omalei Amrambri, my name is Kochitabu, Chobi Mocha, Teira Bala, Surah Bala. Omarobe Say, Kikopoli, the Surah Kapoli. So in other words, why? But when it's spirit, it's already neisa, and the surapon. Elo marobe, maya gole name shifungri. So, omarabaya nidome, nidikyo shifu pizzerin, I go to ham. Elo marabaya, I don't want to go over it, because he took it to Mashtan, yadim rovre, tone hoche libun, voadim la gole, tone hoche ma gole, So I come to that parents. So when the Mora says Hashput, when the Mishnah says Nabizora Hashput Vaskal in Rabban Beir, it's not that in Rabban Beir. A Libun is one way of extracting the prayer, but Hagole is another way. And then in the Mishnah's Vachem it says Hashput Vaskal in Rabban Beir, and there's another way of Libun. Of course, that's the proportion. Hagol is effective, so Yibun is also effective, certainly effective. But the Chiddush is that when Mishnah says, and I'm sorry, Hashpid of Aspen, Lavin Bey, also Labdach, Kim Lavin, it can be Hagol also. So, in other words, according to the Tarets, so then there is no difference between something that the Tashmish was directly through the fire, like Hashpid, or something that the Tashmish was indirectly through the fire, but through the medium of water, like the pot. No difference. Hagol is enough. Amal Rode, Yerocha Lisneinu, Likule, Bichode, Vareisne, Chode, Vareisne, Chode, and Vitach Achride, Vareine, Yagro, Vare, Elo, Marode, Kochi, Mayne, Taimari, Kiderat Nachman, Ola, Rabbe, Parabuye, Di Oma, Not like Apshesh's parents, because a Teira Bala doesn't require a Teira Bala doesn't require Libun Tashmish al Mamesh, because the Kasha brother was, but when it's Pele, it's already Neisa, so it's already Isur. So in order to answer this, he says no, even. So he says, but Nachman says no, when it's Pele, it's not Isur, it's also Pele. Why? Because when you take, let's say, when you cook shlomi in a pot on something, and then you cook, so when does the shlomi become a ceremony night? And then Monday morning you cook another shlomi. So mele, the cooking of shlomi, of the shlomi, you know, Monday morning is a hagole for the priya that took place on Sunday. So mele, when it's niflat, it never becomes nice. So the more sustain a shlomi dechim mishneyon misachle and kamim ever meiser ka'abegiu. So that's all right if you cook in the same pot that you cooked on Sunday. Shlomi you cook on Monday also shlomi. So you prevent the meiser from taking effect of meiser. But suppose you cooked on Sunday chatos and then on Monday morning you cook in the same pot. So you can't say it's agole because it's already neiser when it's niflat at the cooking of the shlomi in the pot on Monday. So it's already neiser because it's chatos is nechal yem v'laylo. So we done with the shachar of Monday morning, it already became neiser. And when Monday morning after done the shachar, you cook in a shlomi, so the nisa particles are niflat and they are absorbed by the shlomi. So you can say the whole yin as yin habir. Yin as shlomi, the chilim is niyot in sachlem, kamim er nisa kabidil, el achatos chilim in laiv in sachlem, ki vashal go yit ne chatos. So Monday morning is already nisa, akodim vashal in mocha Monday morning. After that, the shachar, so it's already so when it's falling, the shlomi mechatos kapoli tneisa the chatos the yidne the chatos the shlomi mecha oma amre lo yitzriche ich mebashe bo chatos the yidne hota mebashe bo yidne shlomi the chatos the mecha u shlomi the esme od vadure koshalom zinai hota mebashe shlomi mecha. In other words, so yinach name the kiyanim hetu be makpid that if the omivashel in the deire but on Sunday a chatos, so they had to be mivashel in the same day on Sunday shlomi. Some mele the particles of the chatos would be niflat and absorbed by the shlomi. Some mele they wouldn't become neisel in the amud ha-shachar of Monday morning. So they always said to be makpid that way. So let's look at the Chabash of the Chatzim Yidna, or the Chabash of the Shlomi, the Chatzim Yimocha, or Shlomi Yesna, or Adoni Koshomi Dunayu, or the Chabash of Shlomi Yimocha, Yihoche, Hagol and Amal in the boy. So why do they have to make Hagol? They cook in it anyway. It's more than a few things. Kash. But more doesn't say to you today. The Lord just says Kash. So there was a Shulchan, and Simon Tzadidawet says that when it says Kash, it means the Lord doesn't give a teretz, but it's not here. So what is the teretz? So the Lord HaShulchan gives a very interesting teretz. Then the Gemara says, Rav Ashi omar, leilom kedal kol mikore, hoche yitere bola, hoche yisure bola, uti kola, kashelo, vidne dikopolit, yisure kopolit, vidne dikopolit, luisele yisure beinu. So Rav Ashi mentions the terrace of Kafshechinsky. So here we have a big machleishim. In other words, some of the machleishim keep shooting. That Rav Ashi resolves the terrace of Kafshechinsky, that there is a distinction between a terrible and a terrible. But then the kashe that Rav Ashi raised was, but it was a terrible when he was in Vashi, but then when he's maglet, it's already neiser. So he says, no, since at the time when it's niflet, it's not bien, some mele, he doesn't even. The kasha of bine de kapoli, the sura de kapoli, bine de kapoli, ploy, isel, isura de. What's the pshat? So, many rishonim explain it on the basis that, in other words, if you are mevashel Ifyam, Mivashe, Yeratzi, Chapos, Mipat, and so on. And so on. And then you want to be Magret, and let's say Ishput, so it's Tashmishi Aldeva, so Ishput in which you boil in Chapos, you boil the Chapos on Sunday. Then Monday you can be modeled, they say, they call it Ramachistra. But why? Because it's a terrible. Now, what's the pshat? There is a difference between a terrible and a soil. Why? Because the Tzuki, they say, Scholarship of Yoga Beish, the Abiru Beish, has reference to a soil. Not a terrible. But the question is, it's not just Exos HaKosu, you have to make Libun, you have to make Agora, it's not just. The purpose of making Libun Agora is to expand these. Someone of Shah, if these are being suitable, you cannot expect an Isa that was Nibla through the fire director, let's say Nishput, unless you are Labret, but not by being Maglet. So by terrible, you couldn't expect it either. So Shem will say, the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Mitzvot, the Ram, all the Shem will be saying, because even when the Bria takes place to the fire director, let's say Nishput, so the bulk of the Nisa, you can expect by making a call, but not completely. So melee is a tam kodesh. So if, let's say, you boil the chatos and something, so it was belaya many, many particles of the chatos, the shput. Then, when you dump it in boiling water, so the bulk of the particles you expect, but some particles will remain. If you're labne, then you burn out everything. But if you're magil, you don't burn out. You have to expect. So since the clear took place through the fire directly, you cannot take out completely the clear sincere. But the major portion of the Bias is that you'll take out to alcohol, even though the Bias took place in the Kaya directly. So melee, so Gabi Surabola, so even though the major portion can take out through the Agole, but a little bit to remain. So it's a Tam Kodesh, so the Torah is Makpid, and a Tam Kodesh also. But Gabi Tirabola, since the Agole will take out the Tamgol to take out, it will make it will not extract the Tamkolosh. So mainly the Torah is not Makpit and terrible and Tamkolosh. And Tamkolosh. So mainly there are some of the shame who say that is only Shayach if you kasha. Now there is Shalas and Chuvah Sarashbo, Chuvah Reis Sama Beis, there is the Machlekes, Tzchile Kalef of Shalas and Chuvah Sarashbo, Chuvah Reis Sama Beis. So there is the Machlekes between Sheol, Rabbi Yenisen, and the Pechonor says that Rabbi Yenisen was not going to be in the day of Rashbo. So Rabbi Yenisen, Rabbi Yenisen said that if you are Mivashe, let's say, first of all, they pass through. Rabbi Yenisen and the Rashbo, they hold that where it's terrible, I even with Tashmishi Aldeya Mamesh. So you can make a goal, let's say, Shputchal Basel, and you want to kasher it in order to boil cheese on it. You can make a goal. You don't have to pull out because it's a terrible. It's a terrible. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yenisen and the Rashbo. Rabbi Yenisen says that you can do it even if on shput you boiled meat, and then you do the same is less. You boil cheese, you can kasher it by dumping it in boiling water. The Rashbo is saying, Arabic, if look, what our sport says is mistaken. Because when can we say etiret bola because it's in Tavon Holosh? That is, if the Agola takes place before it turns into Yisrael. Before it turns into Yisrael, let's say, if Ishput was used for Bon Meat, so it was the Lea Tamboso and his Heter, then you don't put Bon Meat water, so you can use it for cheese. Because in order to become a Hefzer of Yisrael, so there must be a combination between the particles of Boso and the cholov and the cheese. But since the bulk of the blia you extracted by making that agola in Shput, only a blia moetis remained. So the blia moetis gives it tam, but it gives only tam kolosh. So then when the tam kolosh of Boso combines with the cheese, it doesn't become a chetzer b'sa b'chol. Masha'inke, if you boiled meat on Sunday morning, and then 6 hours later, Sunday afternoon, you boiled cheese, you baked, let's say, on the Shput, a cheesecake, some mele, so the tam, kolosh of b'sa, that means the tam. The tamgomo of boso combined with the tamgomo of holo, some melee it already became isugabola. So of what significance would be the agola that you do later on? If the agola takes place before it becomes ichetzo bisea, some melee the agola is effective to extract the tamgomo. Some melee, so only tam kolosh of boso remains, so the tam kolosh of boso that remains is not capable of combining with cholov to form a chetzer boso b'chol. But if you boil you bake the cheesecake on the same Shput before you made the tube, on the same day that you boiled meat, before you made that boiling the Shput, some melee to the tamgomo of boso already combined with the tamgomo of cholov. Some melee, in order to kashrut, you have to take out everything, not only the tamgomo, but even the tam kolosh. So what is the shita for Gibson? So the shita for Gibson is, no, it doesn't matter, that because since in boso of the cholov, let's say, suppose you made the agole in the Shput of Boso before you baked cheesecake on it. Then it would be all right, but you would still ask. But after all, when you made the agole in the Shput of Boso, so it only extracted the tamgomo of Boso. The tamkolosh of Boso didn't extract. A faint tam of Boso, certain particles, but minute particles of boso remain. So mainly there is still a tam kolosh of boso. So then when you bake cheesecake on it, so the tam kolosh of boso combines with the tam gomo of holo, let it become chetzer boso holo. So the answer is that the rabbi is made it, because in order to become a chetzer boso holo, so the tamgomo of boso has to combine with the tamgomo of cholov, but not the tamkolosh of boso. So Rabbi Yossi says goes one step farther. Rabbi Yossi says, in the case, even if you boil meat Sunday morning and then Sunday afternoon you bake cheesecake and the same Shput, but then you dump it in boiling water, so it takes out the tamgomo of boso and the tamgomo of cholov. And what remains after you make the agol? Only tamkolosh of boso and the tamkolosh of cholov. So mele it's matkia d'shenit b'shol. Just as in the very outset. So a tamkolosh of boso cannot combine with the tam cholov to form an entity of boso b'cholov, only at the very outset, only tam gomo of boso when it combines with cholov. can form an entity of Bosa B'Cholol. So even if the entity of Bosa B'Cholol will be Tamgomo of Bosa, combining with Tamgomo of Cholol, did it well. But once you dump it, in boiling water, so you extract the major portion of the Bria Bosa and the major portion of the Bria Cholol. So what remains after that gole is a Tamkolosh of Bosa being united with Tamkolosh of Cholol. So it's Matkia the Shem Bosa. This is Machlekes between Rabbi Yenson and the Rashba. Now the Shach and the Prichodosh Simen Kuf Chafale. Simen Kuf Chafale, the second time. So they mention the Chilis Rashba and the Paschal like the Rashba. But it's interesting, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Pesach, so he paskins like Rav Yenison. The child is Nigeya Migabi Kasher, a Shput Shel Chometz. So there's a Machlekes Rishon, whether that's in Simen Tuf Nomale, in the Rav Shulchan Aruch, I have it here, Rav Shulchan Aruch. So he paskins like Rav Yenison, not like the Rashba. So in other words, there is a machlekes rishonim. Many rishonim say, most rishonim say that chometz kol hashana is a teyama. The Rabbi puts a shita of Chabritan, the Ri, Tamina. But the shita of the Ramban is that chometz kol hashana is also a surah bala, because it's shmeyal. You see, kochim, let's say, when you cook shlomim no chatos on Sunday. So it's a terrible, because until it becomes necessary, it's a terrible. Then, the shliyom lalech will expire, or yev lalech expire becomes necessary. But it doesn't have a shemisa. Mashiach yochometz, bread. Bread is easier on Pesach. So even though the clear to praise, poor, doesn't matter. But you can't say a terrible just because your mivash or chometz and pur, because it has the shem chometz kol hashana, but kol hashana is muta, so it's a heftzor viser that is muta kol hashana. In other words, so that's the machlokes v'shem. If we say that chometz is sure bola, so yishputzal chometz requires mingam. If we say it's terrible, kol hashana, so maybe you can kasher it. You can kasher it. Fulagol ish puchotot. The question is, can you kasher? Now most Rishonim hold that chometz kol hashana is a terrible. That's why the Mechaber Paskins in Hilchas Pesach. The Mechaber Paskins in Hilchas Pesach that show is so clear when you cash out the Yisrael, you have to make sure that the Kehle is in the name of the Yemen, because if you cash out the Kehle pact that was below Yisrael, let's say today, suppose one cooks double horse Kehle in the Kehle this morning, and if you want, you can't cash out this today, you have to kasher it tomorrow, after 24 hours. Because if you kasher the same day, so what effect is the agole? When you are magil, the part, so then the minute particles of Yisra are flat and the amisarid in the mind. So what? So then the amisarid in the mind, and then they are evil again. But by terrible, it doesn't matter. Let's say, suppose you cooked bosom. All right, there is a minik not to kasha from bosom. That's only a minik, but instead of me, you can kasha from bosom. So suppose this morning I cooked in part bosom. Then I want to change it for milk. So you can boil water with a part, and then you dump the same part. So then you don't have to wait to be blessed, because even if you don't wait to be blessed, it's all right. Why? Why shouldn't it be all right? Because if you wait to be on your daily, you can't cash out your service less. Because it defeats the purpose. It becomes contaminated again. So when you don't get the boiling water, so the minute particles of the daily are flooding the water, and then it absorbs water. The water is still hot, so it absorbs, so it becomes oscillating. But if you the lay a hetera, so it's not another tailor. So mainly, if you dump the fleshy part in boiling water, so mainly the minute particles of boso are reflected to the fire, so then it's not banana tail, it's three not bananas, because the daily gave arm in the daily, and then the daily gave arm in the mine, and then the mine are absorbed by the taking out there again, so it's three not bananas. So it's three not bananas the tail. So if you know passing the Mahabar and Rambo, that if you kasha a tail, that was used for Chometz Kol HaShono, so you don't have to wait that there should be less, or that even there should be shish in the mind, because it's not another day. So the question is, can you kasha a kele, can you kasher a kele of chometz after this mani suri of chometz? So the shach says no, because once it's already mani suri of chometz, how can you kasher it? It's not a terrible. So let's say not in regard to kasha before the mitzvah expires. That is what all says, passes, that when you kasha a kli chometz erev Pesach, so kin is manisuri, but after chatzeis, or even after show chamishis, you're not allowed to kasha it, because it's on you. Because it's already Yisur Ebola. But the Rav Shmuel discusses the question now, according to the Din, according to most Rishonim, so in Shpuch al Chometz, you can kasher by making a gole. So the question is, can you make a gole in Shpuch al Chometz already after this money Yisur? Can you make a gole in Shpuch al Chometz after the Zman Yisur? So the Shach says no. It's like the Rashbo. In other words, when can you make a gole in Shpuch al Chometz? If you make the gole before you can visa, but after you can visa not. But the Rashbo, no, it's even Tofun Aleph, he says that you can make a gole. Shpuch al Chometz after this man is Surah also, even though it's already is Surah Bola, because the reason is why there is a difference between a Terebola and a Surah Bola is because if it's a Terebola, so in order to acquire Shemisa, it has to become Bola. So even though it acquired the Shemisa, but then you make a Bola, you extract the bulk of the Blias Chometz. And what remains is only Tam Kolosh. So merely the Shem Chometz is not Chalon Tam Kolosh. That's the Rav Shulchan Aruch. The Rav Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tovim Nam. All right, anyway. So, now, then, there are Rishonim who say, the Talmidim Maskonim of the Gemara Now we must come to know that even though Rabashi says, Leilon Tram, Vinon Kore, Hoche Tevebola, Hoche Misurebola, with the Kashalon, even with the Polish, the Sure Kapoli, even the Kapoli, the Yisel, the Sure Bengi. So, the Avishen will explain it in accordance with the longest of these cases. So in other words, they say that the only reason is why Rabashi says that Kashalov would be in the Kapolit Yisurikapol. So being in the Kapolit Yisur Yisurabene. So it's based upon the fact that actually the leadership was always being in. And being in the usually being in one of the Vashon and Nachmami only in it. Is but we all, but in the Rabbanon require Shishim, so Mele, they will make it since the time of the plate and it's already Yisrael. So then it's not Bein. Mashein Kei, where it's Yin Shaloi Bein. So then when the right said there is an Yisrael of Tavgin Kei, so then we don't rely on this Aloche. So maybe they pass me that even a shpuchel boso, this Hashem pass me, you cannot cash, you want to use it for new things, you have to make a little gomo, you cannot cash it to a boy. You cannot cash it because here it's in the right state of yourself. So we do not say, since it's not the end, some mele, you can kasher it because it's only Tam Kodesh. So that's the shaila, whether you can kasher a shpuch of boson to a goy or not. Some rishonim say yes, because they say that the kodesh must come up. So we say a terrible. And really can kasher it to a goy, even though the tashmish was directly out the air. But in some rishonim say that the reason is why by coaching it was alright is because with the rice it was mini, so there was no tafkijika. So with the Rabbanon, so he said, if it's tamkolush by terebola, so agol is enough because it extracts the tamgomo of the coaching or of the bosom. Mashenki, but bosom to use it for follow. So then, there is no bit of the orb, so it's not.